All right, so you're ready to really like dive deep into this whole artistic inspiration thing, how creativity works, where it comes from. We've got some really interesting stuff lined up for you, a whole mix of sources, like even some scholarly articles. We pulled some excerpts from some study guides, and even this blog by this artist Ocean Duran.
It's really fascinating how you have all these different perspectives. Like, you have these academic papers, you have these like artistic expressions, you have practical guides, and they all seem to be converging on this idea that creativity is not about some kind of like lightning bolt of inspiration, but it's really about this like deeper yearning to understand the world.
So it's not just like a passive aha moment, you know? It's more like you're actively searching for something.
It's more about exploration. It's more about
That's active, yeah.
a lot of the sources talk about observing and interpreting the divine plan and will. Now, before you think we've gone all religious on you, it's not about any particular doctrine, but it's more about this idea of looking for like patterns and meaning
Yeah.
in everything around you.
Oh, so it's like you're trying to understand this like
Oh.
secret code.
Almost like deciphering something.
Yeah, like a detective in a
Yeah,
way.
absolutely.
Like you know they're looking for clues and things that people may miss. Like
Exact.
maybe that's a form of creativity in a way.
Right. And so it's like, what are you passionate about? What are those mysteries in the world that intrigue you? Because that really becomes the seed of your creative expression.
And Ocean Duran, the artist that we were talking about, they have this concept that they call redirecting intentions, which just sounds a little bit complicated at first, but the more I think about it, the more it makes sense.
So the way that Ocean Duran kind of explains it is, instead of aiming for happiness as like an end goal, you redirect that intention to explore what being happy actually means.
Whoa.
So it's like changing the question, not just chasing the answer.
Yeah. So it's more about like the journey is as important as the destination, you
Exactly.
know?
And it's like, how often do we get caught up in achieving a specific outcome, but we don't examine the reasons why we want it in the first place?
And one of the things that the sources kept on bringing up over and over again was the importance of having a theme in creative work. So it's not just about expressing yourself, but there needs to be like an intention behind
Right.
them.
There's a purpose. There's a reason. And one of the quotes that I thought was interesting was, defining a theme gives a clear goal to adhere to throughout the process.
So it's like it gives you direction, like a compass almost.
A compass, exactly. It helps you kind of like, maybe make sure that your work has a deeper meaning.
Like you're not just going off in a million different directions.
Right. And that's where you can kind of start weaving in your own ethics, your values, your social message. It's something beyond just the aesthetic.
Yeah, it makes you think about, okay, this theme thing is great for art, but like how does that apply to like normal people,
Right.
you know?
Well, that's where Ocean Duran's metaphor of remixing comes in.
Remixing.
It's a way to kind of like apply these creative principles to everyday life.
So outside of music, outside of art, how does that work?
So think about all these different elements in your life, your experiences, your skills, the knowledge you have, even the challenges you've faced. Remixing is about taking all those existing pieces and combining them in new ways, unexpected ways, to create something unique and something meaningful.
So like you're taking the raw materials of your life and you're
Just some
crafting
presents.
something new out of it.
Exactly. And what's really inspiring is Ocean Duran has faced some pretty serious challenges, family issues, health struggles, having to relocate, things that could really like derail someone's creative spirit. But instead of letting those experiences define them, they've actually used them as fuel for their art.
So it's like turning those negative
Yeah,
things
that's
into
our
something positive.
right. And it speaks to this idea that creativity can be a source of strength, even in the face of
But then
adversity.
how do you take those experiences and remix them? Like, what does that actually look like?
That's where this idea of sound doctrine come in.
Sound doctrine, what is that?
Okay, so think of it as like the foundation, just like a good remix needs a solid original track to build on. Your creative endeavors need a strong base of knowledge, values, or beliefs to guide them.
So it's kind of like your worldview in a way.
Yes, it could be your religious beliefs, philosophical leanings, even scientific principles you find compelling. These form the bedrock of your creative expression.
So what are your sound doctrines? I mean, think about that. What are those principles or values that are just so fundamental to you that they influence everything you do? It's worth reflecting on that, because having that clear sense of self, it's super important when it comes to navigating the whole creative landscape.
You bring up a really good point, because one of the most captivating metaphors that I saw in the research was this idea of a siren song, which is like a danger for anyone on a creative path.
Or it's like the sirens in Greek mythology.
Well, exactly.
Who like lured the sailors to their doom with their beautiful voices.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a powerful image.
It is. And, you know, it's so relevant to our lives because we are bombarded with siren songs all the time. Mm. Quick fixes, get rich quick schemes, fleeting trends that promise instant success, but ultimately lead to creative dead ends.
So how do you tell the difference then between real inspiration and this siren song?
I think that's where your sound doctrine, those deeply held values, become so essential. They act as your compass. They help you navigate, you know, the difficult waters of the creative process.
So it's like a filter almost to help you figure out like
what really matters,
what truly resonates with you. And and it's not just about individual creativity either. A lot of these sources highlighted how creative work, especially through this idea of remixing, can be a really powerful tool for social commentary.
So like using art to challenge the status quo.
Exactly.
Spark a conversation.
Make people question what they've always accepted as normal. And even inspire positive change.
Like taking those norms
and
like remixing them
into
something that makes people think differently.
Exactly. And that's where your own passions and values come back into play. Like, what aspects of culture or society do you find yourself questioning or wanting to explore further? Because your creativity can be a way to kind of like amplify those thoughts. Yeah. It seems like this creativity thing, it's not just for artists. It's really for anybody.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And what's really exciting is that we're just scratching the surface here. There's so much more to uncover as we go deeper into this idea of creative remixing.
Right.
And how it can be applied to all aspects
of
our lives. Yeah. It really is remarkable how this creativity thing pops up in like every part of our lives.
Yeah. And speaking of like weaving things together, I noticed that Ocean Duran, you know, our artist blogger, was talking about how they use their music to like make a statement about society, you know, like taking their personal experiences and remixing them into something that speaks to like a wider cultural conversation.
And music has always been this powerful way to express emotions, share stories, it really connect with people on like a gut level. Mm. And what Ocean Duran seems to be doing is taking that a step further, using music to challenge assumptions and, you know, maybe even get people to think critically.
Almost like a Trojan horse. You're drawn in by the music, the rhythm and melody, and then bam, you're hit with this message that makes you question everything.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And the beauty of remixing, like we were talking about earlier, is that you're working with stuff that's familiar, things that people already know.
Yeah.
And connect with. But then you're twisting it, you're rearranging it, and you end up revealing something totally new.
Yeah.
And unexpected.
Like taking an old song that everybody loves and adding like a new instrument.
Yeah.
Or changing the lyrics.
Right.
And it completely changes how you hear it.
Exactly. And that ability to like shift perspectives is what makes this whole creative remixing thing so powerful, whether it's in music, art, or even just how we approach everyday problems.
It makes me think back to that idea of creating with purpose. It sounds like Ocean Duran is really living that, you know, aligning their work with their values and using it as a platform to talk about what they believe in.
Yeah. It's not always about like tackling these huge social issues or making these grand statements. Sometimes it's about highlighting those smaller everyday things or just using your creativity to make someone's day a little bit better.
So instead of waiting for inspiration to just hit you, you're actively looking for ways to use your creativity to make a difference in a way that's meaningful to you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's important to remember that this whole journey, this path of purposeful creation, it's not always going to be easy.
Yeah.
There will be times when you doubt yourself. You know, you hit roadblocks that seem impossible and times when you just want to give up.
Like anything worthwhile, right? It takes effort.
Yeah.
It takes persistence.
And it takes a willingness.
Yeah.
To face those challenges.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone. You know, finding your tribe, connecting with other creative people who share your passion and your values can really make a difference. Sharing ideas, supporting each other, celebrating successes, it can be really empowering.
Like having your own creative support system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that really jumped out at me from the research was how much our environment can affect our creativity.
Really? So like our physical surroundings can influence our mental state.
Yeah.
Which then affects our ability to create.
Exactly. Like if you're in a chaotic environment or a stressful environment, it can stifle your creativity. But if you're in a place that's peaceful or inspiring, it can open up all these new possibilities.
So it's like bloom where you're planted, but with a creative spin.
I like that.
Yeah.
And what's even more interesting is that the research suggests that we can actually use our environment as inspiration or even as raw materials for our creative work.
So like instead of seeing limitations as roadblocks, you see them as chances to be resourceful and come up with new ideas.
Exactly. It's about training yourself.
Yeah.
To see beauty in unexpected places, to find potential in everyday objects, and to embrace the limitations as creative challenges.
Oh, it's like a whole new way of looking at things.
It is.
You know, one of the themes that I found really interesting was this idea of respecting the forefathers, honoring the traditions and the foundations that came before us, like acknowledging that we're not starting from scratch.
Right.
You know, there's this whole history of knowledge and creativity that we can learn from.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that every creative breakthrough, every innovation is built on the work of those who came before us. It's about respecting the past while also pushing the boundaries of the future.
So finding that balance between tradition and forging a new past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's understanding that we're all part of this larger creative continuum, a tapestry woven from the threads of countless individuals who have dared to dream and create before us.
Wow, that's a beautiful way to put it. So where do we go from here? What does the future hold for all of us creative explorers?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that creativity is not a destination. It's an ongoing journey of exploration, adaptation, and growth. It's about embracing curiosity, that spark of wonder that drives us to create and connect with the world.
So we're all on this big adventure, constantly searching for new knowledge, new ways to express ourselves, remixing our experiences along the way.
And the amazing thing is that we can each be explorers in our own unique way, whether we're making art, building businesses, or just finding new ways to make life more beautiful and meaningful.
Yeah, it's really incredible when you think about just how many ways we can like tap into that creative energy. It's not just about painting or sculpting. It's about bringing that spirit of like innovation and discovery to everything we do.
I agree. And, you know, as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here into this whole world of artistic inspiration and creative remixing, there's this one quote that keeps coming back to me from the sources. It says, "Sometimes all we need is a little perspective and understanding that there is more than what we know to be."
That's deep. It's like a reminder that we all have these blind spots, you know, limitations in how we see things that can really hold us back creatively.
Right. It's about recognizing those limitations and being willing to challenge our own assumptions.
Yeah.
You know, being open to the fact that there's always more to learn, more to discover, and more to create.
So it's about staying curious.
Yeah.
Like having that childlike sense of wonder.
Exactly.
That makes you question everything.
It's about having the courage to push past what you think you know, to explore those areas where you might not be so comfortable.
Because that's where the real magic happens, right? When you step outside your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
You discover things you never even imagined.
Both about yourself
and
the world around you.
So as you go about your day, your week, your life even, remember that quote. Sometimes all we need is a little perspective and understanding that there is more than what we know to be.
Yeah. And think about like, what's one area of your life where maybe you need to shift your perspective a bit?
Yeah. Where could you dig a little deeper, explore a little further, challenge your own assumptions?
What are those siren songs that might be tempting you? With quick fixes and easy answers, you know, the ones that are trying to pull you away from your true creative path?
And what are your sound doctrines, those core values and beliefs that will guide you on your journey?
Remember, you have the power to create, to remix, to make a real difference in the world.
So go out there, embrace that creative spark within you, and make something amazing.
This has been your deep dive.
Until next time, keep exploring.